Now, on BBC World Service, here's a familiar tune.
Hello again, it's John Peel on the BBC World Service, and I'm coming with one of those days on which everyone seems to be combining to wind me up, so I'm grateful to have the excuse to come into my studio here at home and play you some records, like this one. This is Sulaco. The track's called Look Right. It starts quietly, but once it gets going, you'll love it. Sort of fallabout ending is rather irritating, but the rest of the record is wonderful, I think. That's a Sulaco from Hull on the east coast of England, and that was on their Jeepster record label LP from last year, but has been reissued in vinyl form on a 7-inch EP from Elephant Records of Madrid, an EP called Land and Freedom, and the song itself is called Look Right. These are Scandinavians living in Paris, and a track from their debut LP, at least I take it to be their debut LP, called Turn Off the Light. This is an LP that I like so much, I'm going to play you two tracks from it.
Thank you. It's a dance. It's a clown. Check this out. Check this out. It is a dance. It is a clown. I do the crowd walk.
Herman Dune, Dune spelt D-U-N-E, with an umlaut over the U. Swedish people, I think, but Scandinavians certainly, and based in Paris, and that's called I Do the Crab Walk. Reminiscent of times of both Loudon Wainwright III and Country Joe and the Fish, more specifically the Fish, I suppose. Both great favourites of mine, and as I say, another track later in the programme, it sounds even more like Country Joe and the Fish than that. Dylan and Fax don't sound anything like Country Joe or the Fish.
Thank you.
comedy pieces by Dylan and Fax on the BBC World Service. It's called Plankton VIP, don't ask me why. And A Thousand Hertz, which is the new LP from Shellac, their third, has been getting delirious reviews, and for once I think they're justified. This is Ghosts. Trainer, Steve Albini and Bob Weston, who are Shellac, a track from their third LP. It's on Touch and Go Records and it's called A Thousand Hertz. And that was Ghosts, and this is Culture, a tune called Humble African.
Non-political. No matter what you do, I see I'm blind and here and there. I'm an humble African passing through Babylon. I'm an humble African. Trouble no one. Say I'm an humble African. These little dreams not here to hear. But the moving deeds of kindness you see, and to fall in thoughts of prayer to help my brother pray for the betterment of his life, yeah. Oh yeah. It's better to have a friend than to need one. It's better to find a friend
than to be in need.
Lift up your brother, don't you put him down. One and wash the other, both go and talk it home. I'm a humble African, I was born to love my brother. I'm a humble African, united I must be. I'm a humble African, no matter what they say, I'm a humble African. And to every time I speak for my justice, yet someone always to name me disagreeable still. I pray the day will come when we all have peace and unity, no more chasing one another without humanity. I pray the day will come that we all share what we have and show the people of the love that we have to give. Let them know I'm a humble African. Nothing but unity inside, I'm a humble African.
Well, the production may be a bit slick, I suppose, but you can't take anything away from that voice. Joseph Hill, Culture, and the title track from a new LP called Humble African. And my favourite LP from the kind of hippie period, 1967 in particular, The Summer of Love, was Country Joe and the Fishers' Electric Music for the Mind and Body. And it's one of the few LPs from that period that I can still listen to without a flush of embarrassment. And this track is terrifically reminiscent of it. With a somewhat curious ending, but come the end of the year, when I make my list of favourite tracks of the year, that is certain to be amongst them, I think. The band is Herman Doone, the LP is called Turn Off the Light, and that was Ulrika's Body. And let's go Latin, shall we? Merengue, I think.
Yeah.
sorry, this is all part of the fun. It's Kraftwerk's Tour de France, as revisited by Senor Coconut, Isui Kunyunto, and it's the last record I have for you this week here on the BBC World Service. Hope you join me, John Peel, at the same time next week. Until then, goodbye.
Senor, ending this week's edition of the John Peel Show. And as John said, he'll be back at the same time next week with more eclectic music.